Please remember that the Lucy Pod is not a replacement for professional medical advice. If you have questions or concerns about your own amazing brain, please speak to a medical professional. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I speak to you all today, the peoples of the Kulin Nation. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And welcome back to the Lucy Pod. I hope that you are all well and are staying safe. And I also want to wish you all a happy ADHD Awareness Month. October is ADHD Awareness Month, so happy ADHD Awareness Month to all of my ADHD listeners and even the non-ADHD listeners. You might have someone ADHD in your life, someone you love, someone you take care of. So happy. How many times have I said it now? I need to stop saying it. Today, we're actually going to talk about the concept of awareness, specifically when it pertains to ADHD awareness and these sort of months, these dedicational months or whatever you want to call them, and the impact that they have and my thoughts on them, because I have mixed feelings. I have hot takes on this. But before we get into that, I just want to say it's been a big month for me. A lot of things have gone on, some fun, some not so fun. So it's good to be back recording, especially in ADHD Awareness Month. I always like to do a few more episodes around that time, even though it feels like it gets even busier, and like defeats the purpose. I feel as though ADHD Awareness Month should mean that like anyone who's ADHD doesn't have to like go to work or uni or do anything. And it's just like a month of rest for us. It would mean that I could get, 100 episodes out for you guys. But anyway, so that's the update on my part. But I want to talk about the idea of awareness, like I said. So as we know, ADHD Awareness Month is basically, it's in October and it's a designated month wherein, we celebrate the achievements of the ADHD community, and we raise awareness about it, which sounds really like, oh yeah, like you just raise awareness. Like it's da da da, but it's actually sounds kind of nebulous to me. It's like we raise awareness, like who does the awareness raising? Who's in charge of the month? It's a very like up in the air sort of term. And I'm not against it. I very much believe that, ADHDers need to get their flowers. And I think it's an important month to have. But I'm also of the view of like, if I was neurotypical and I didn't really have anyone in my life who was ADHD and I just wasn't involved in that, which is like fair enough, I don't know what I would think of this month and what it would teach me. Awareness assumes that people, no one knows or not enough people know about ADHD. It assumes that there's a large population or percentage of people who either don't know what ADHD is at all or have the wrong view of ADHD and have, been misinformed. Or it implies that not enough people know about it, which I think is somewhat of a fair assertion because there is still a lot of misinformation floating around about ADHD, even though it's become more recognized and more popular in recent years. There's still people who say things that you can see. It's not necessarily because they're ignorant or bad people, but you can see that they're either misinformed or they're just not aware. It's not something that they come across and have access to. Which I think, yeah, okay, that's a fair assertion. That's great. We want people to be more aware, but how do we do that? Who's in charge of that? Of course, there's great organizations that exist like the ADHD Foundation here in Australia, which has great, speaker series and events around this time. And they release a lot of information to the community around, ADHD Awareness Month, which is great, but you already have to be following them and aware of them to like access those resources. Where if you're just an average person, October is just like any other month. What is the incentive for you to care? And that's sort of the part that I am sort of stuck on is what is the incentive for neurotypicals to care about ADHD and not just around ADHD Awareness Month? And this is where we sort of get into the conversation about the idea of neurodivergence, which when I first discovered the term, when I first learned of the term, I really appreciated it, and I felt it really described ADHD, and it really helped explain it to neurotypicals. Now I think the term has been modified a lot, and I think that's how language works and things change. But if we just go to what I think neurodivergence was and how I understood it back when I discovered it, for me it's a variation in the human genome. It is a form of diversity, just like we have racial diversity, ethnic diversity, just how we have diversity in language, in views. We also have diversity in how people's brains work. And this isn't me saying neurodivergence is just a form of like brain diversity and it's not an actual condition. It still is a condition, but it really helps people understand that in such a large world and in such big communities and societies, people are going to have variances in the way in which their brain operates. And rather than viewing these people as bad, difficult, annoying, or a burden, they're just another diverse individual. Like you're not going to view someone who is from, I don't know, a specific country as a burden. I mean, some people do. You're going to view that as adding to the rich fabric and layer of our society, because ADHDs have a lot to offer. So why should you care about neurodivergence? Because neurodivergence means diversity in thought. Diversity in thought is so important, especially in university and in the workplace. We need more people who have differing views. And we're not talking about differing views in terms of I don't like ice cream and you like ice cream. I'm talking about the fact that ADHDers have a real beautiful ability to think outside the box and to be creative. And they can bring such brilliant ideas in the workforce and in any sector, in the world of arts, science, in like STEM. It is so welcomed and so important. And you'd think, oh yeah, ADHD, it's just for the artsy people. And it is like the arts is great for ADHDers, but we need like, there are so many great ADHD engineers, teachers, doctors, mathematicians, everything. That is so important because it creates more, it creates great ideas. So that's a reason why you should care about neurodivergence. The second reason you should care about neurodivergence is because it is a health issue. And I'm of the view that public health is everyone's concern. I mean, it's in the name, public health. It concerns the public, even though it is not a physical condition. It's not a virus. It's not something that is contagious. And that can have a detrimental effect on like people if you cough on them, obviously. But it is a health concern. It is something that the health system deals with. It is something that GPs deal with, that psychiatrists deal with, psychologists deal with. It's something that pharmacies have to deal with dispensing our medication. It is a public health issue, and we should all care about that because we're a community. I mean, that's how I view it. We're all a community. We all live in a society, and what successful and thriving and harmonious societies do is they care for one another. They care about each other's well-being, because when everyone's needs are met, or when a lot of people's needs are met, when people are able to access their psychologist, their medicine, and they are able to perform to their best, everyone performs to their best. When people are being alienated and are unable to access medical assistance, that's when you see problems. That's when you see higher rates of people dealing with mental health issues, which creates more of a burden. So ADHD is very much a public health issue. And when everyone is healthy and happy and has access, it's a win-win. You get access, everyone gets access. So I think that's a really important thing about like why neurotypicals should care. The next thing is that you may have someone in your life who is ADHD. And I know this argument sometimes doesn't like work for people because people will use it poorly. Like people will say, the reason you should be a feminist is because you have a mother. And it's like, I mean, sure, like that should help you, but you could also just be a feminist because you believe that's the right thing to do. You don't need to have a mother to be like, oh, I believe women should like, you know, have equal rights, you know? And if you don't have a mum, it's like, well, I don't believe they should have equal rights. Like, that's a really strange proposition. But I really do think that you will have ADHD people in your life. You might end up having an ADHD child, an ADHD partner. You might be a teacher and have an ADHD student, an ADHD coworker. And while we're not some special species that needs, you know, like a different way of being spoken to and that we're precious or anything like that, but it's really good to know how to speak to different people, how to know where they're coming from. You might have a coworker who speaks, you know, maybe a different language to you, maybe struggles with English. You need to know how to communicate with them. Same goes for an ADHD. They may work different, more like they might work differently to you. They may communicate a bit differently to you. And it's really important and nice when you're able to communicate with someone and understand them. And all of this might sound like, okay, so it's like all about you guys and it just makes it all about you. But if you know all about us and you know better than us, not better than us, if you know us really well and you get to know us and understand us really well, we then also understand you guys better and it makes the world work. When you consistently tell a community, whether it's a community that's has a difference in sexuality, in gender, in race, in like ability, and you tell them you are so different from us. We don't like want to communicate with you. You guys should just stay in your own like corner and we'll do our thing. That creates problems. So when you know how to communicate with people and you learn how to speak to them and how to understand them, it makes things a lot better, which really makes it sound like I'm treating ADHDers as like special creatures. I'm not, but it really does help when you know about ADHDers and you know how you can help your ADHD coworker to feeling more welcome. So there are a lot of incentives for why neurodiverse or just ADHD awareness is really important. It doesn't just benefit us. It benefits you guys. And I just think, why the heck not know about it? Which kind of sounds really self-centered here because it's like, why the heck know about it? And you could be thinking there's so many other illnesses or neurodivergence conditions that people aren't aware of. Why is ADHD so special? And look, we could get into that argument. I'm not saying ADHD is the most special one and that it's the only, you know, neurological condition that deserves a month, but that's how I sort of rationalize it because I find myself really going back and forth. I'm like, why do people need to be aware of it? Like, whatever, it's a month, like ADHDs exist, get on with it. But then I think it actually makes life so much easier. The less I have to hear, have you tried going for a walk? The better it is. I'm kidding, but I'm actually not. But then we need to like sort of, you know, that's great. We know what the incentives are for ADHD Awareness Month, but how do we actually spread awareness? And we always talk about it. It's like, I'm spreading awareness and I'm not trying to shame anyone who does those things. People who raise money or do charities and try to raise awareness. I think it's a noble and beautiful endeavor and we need more people like that. But specifically for something like with ADHD awareness, it's like, how do you spread awareness for something that a lot of people feel like it doesn't really impact them? Because I guess for maybe other things that people raise awareness for, anyone could get it. Like, let's say an illness, breast cancer awareness, or a specific, like skin cancer awareness. It's a really important thing. Why? Because it could literally affect anybody at any point in their life. ADHD, on the other hand, doesn't work that way. You can't suddenly become ADHD. You're either born it or you're not. So it doesn't incentivize people to sort of care and listen to these raising awareness efforts. So I guess that's where ADHD kind of not falls short, but it's hard. And so this is where I don't necessarily have the answers. I ask myself, if I was neurotypical, how would I want people to raise awareness about ADHD in a way that interests me as a neurotypical? And I guess because I'm not neurotypical, I can't really answer that question. So for that one, I'd like to hear from you guys, but maybe some strategies would be, I don't know, more representation. I haven't touched on that a lot, but I think we need more neurodiverse representation. I mean, there are, you know, some ADHD coded characters, which I do talk about and I analyze a lot, but there's not that many like good ADHD characters. Same with like autistic characters. There's a lot of them, but it doesn't mean that they're a great representation. And I think it would be nice to have some more ADHD characters. The more you see something on TV, or, you know, yeah, on TV, you know, the more likely you are to care about it or to notice it. And I think that that would be incredibly helpful if we had more representation in media and also in books. Like we've done really well with like racial diversity in media and gender diversity and sexuality. There's still a long way to go, but it's great from what it used to be. And you can see the impacts of that. People are way more aware. They're way more receptive. They care a lot more, but we're still very, very far behind when it comes to neurodiverse representation. And I think if you just saw more ADHD characters, more lovable ADHD characters in really popular shows, I think people would care a lot more. And it seems selfish because it's like, why do you need a TV character to make you care? But it's effective. It really is effective. So I think that's a way that people could raise awareness, not just in October, but just in general. I think the other thing that like would help raise awareness is in schools. A lot of schools, specifically in secondary schools, they do a lot of well-being talks. There's a lot of talk of mindfulness, and there's, you know, a real push for students to be able to share, you know, how they're feeling and mental health and talking about anxiety and depression, specifically around periods of exams and whatnot, which I think is so important. But ADHD is sort of rarely mentioned, even though I feel like teachers are the people who see ADHD the most. I feel like that's where you're going to see ADHD a lot. And it's in, you know, primary schools and secondary schools. And I wish there were more programs that, or just, I wish neurodiversity was included in those well-being discussions so that neurodiverse kids could feel like they could speak, because a neurodiverse student may not be struggling with depression or anxiety, or they might be feeling that, but it might be because actually they're ADHD. And I think if we gave them the space to be able to share that, that would be really wonderful if you're including it in school and raising awareness. Kids become more tolerant when you include that in the conversation, because already mental health is pretty stigmatized, but now less so. People talk about it. People talk about their anxiety. Young, you know, I know teenagers now who like are able to verbalize, yep, I suffer from anxiety. I'm dealing with anxiety. I have depression. I take medication, which I think is wonderful, because when I was in school, it was like, oh, like she's so annoying. Like that's why she takes antidepressants. It was like really negative, and it was like seen as this like secret thing. Whereas now I feel like teenagers are a lot more open. And I really hope to see that with ADHD students who are just able to be like, yep, I'm ADHD. So this exam period is going to be, you know, really hard for me as a neurodiverse student, or I really need help like with this study group. You know, maybe we should have an ADHD study group for us who find it hard to study at home, or I need a study buddy. I think that would be so, so lovely and so welcomed and so, so needed. And I think those are things that would just make ADHD a lot more noticeable, and then it would incentivize people to care a lot more. And it would mean that on ADHD Awareness Month, people who otherwise don't care, and I don't mean in a negative way, you don't think about it, have it in their head like, oh, that like jogs my memory. Oh, I know ADHD because I saw it on this show, or, oh, at this school they did that, and oh, I read a book about this, and da 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 da. And slowly people start to care more. So I feel like we need to do a lot better. And, you know, maybe the way we solve that is I just write like a script for a TV show about like an ADHD character and make my millions, and it becomes more popular than, you know, Harry Potter or Friends. But to any people who write movies listening to this, get onto it. I need to take a gulp of water. I've been talking a lot. So I think those are my complicated views on ADHD Awareness Month. On the one hand, I'm like, yes, ADHD Awareness Month, let's go. But then I'm like, I'm only spreading awareness to the converted. I'm already spreading awareness to the ADHD community, which is very aware of itself. But the goal is to make the neurotypicals aware, because they're the majority and we need them on side. I'm talking as if we're going into battle, like we need the enemy on side. You guys aren't enemies. You guys are lovely. I have many neurotypical friends and they're all great people. So those are my views, and I really would like to hear more about what you guys think about ADHD Awareness Month as neurotypicals and as ADHDs. Is it something that you care about, or you're like, nah, it's just another cliche holiday for people to feel like they're doing something, and then after October, no one gives a crap? I want to hear all your views, cynical, optimistic, idealistic as they are. I want to hear from you guys. But I want to sort of explore a little more when it comes to the conversation around neurodivergence, because I think for me personally, I think that's what ADHD Awareness Month sort of strives to normalize and to sort of integrate, is the idea of, yes, it's ADHD. Yes, it is a disorder. It impacts people in many ways, many negative ways, many positive ways. It is a condition. It's a neurological condition. However, again, like I've said, it's a part of our society and our fabric. And when you have a lot of people, people are going to come out looking different and thinking differently, and behaving differently. And that's very normal. ADHD may not be normal, quote unquote, but it is normal for there to be variations in the human genome. And I would say that to people who go, oh, like ADHD, it's so big right now. Like, it's so prevalent. No, it's not prevalent right now. It's just that people are getting diagnosed more because we're more aware, and people are talking about it a lot more openly than they used to. There's vocab for it. Way back when, ADHD was not a thing. It was like, you are dumb, you are simple, or you're an R word, or you're slow, or they have lead poisoning or something. Same goes for, like, you know, PMS. It was quoted as hysteria, or like postpartum depression. Oh, it's just female hysteria. No, it's just depression or anxiety, or it's premenstrual syndrome. Same goes for like autism. It was the R word, or stupid, dumb, slow, lame. We didn't have language for it. We had no understanding of it. And that was really dangerous because you let people fall through the cracks. But now, because there's way more research, way more acceptance, way more pride when it comes to neurodivergence, you notice it maybe a bit more. I think people just notice it more. It's not that there's a lot more ADHD people and it's this big epidemic and everyone's getting fake diagnosed. It's just we're a bit more switched on. So I guess in a way awareness is working, because you're noticing a lot more ADHDs. But to those people who believe that we're noticing it a lot more because of nefarious reasons, because, you know, corporations want to keep us sick and they want to give us all these meds and drugs, I would say to you that, I mean, the science disagrees with you. Very well reviewed and peer reviewed science would disagree with you. But I would also say that this is the way the world goes. And I'm not even trying to be corny. This is literally how the world operates and how human beings are. The more people you have, I'll say it again, the more different they're going to be. If you were one small, small community, you probably wouldn't have that much variation. You know, look at certain royal families. There wouldn't be much variation. But when you take into account different countries, cultures, languages, ethnicities, understanding of the world, understanding of things like mental health, you are going to have so many different brains, because every brain is different. And this sounds like obvious, like even if you're neurotypical brains think differently all the time because people have different views, different behaviors, different life experiences. And then when you add neurodivergence, oh my God, how differently do brains operate? And it is just a fact of life. I don't view ADHD. I view ADHD as a disorder, but I don't view it as this sort of mistake or like something went wrong. Like, oh, there was like a deletion or an addition or a deficiency. No, it's literally a variation that exists. And then maybe in another society or another era, it might not have been seen as a deficiency. Like I read this article, and if I can find it, I'll put it in the show notes. And it was like that basically hunter-gatherer civilizations or populations, so like cavemen who were ADHD, which obviously at the time was not a thing, were actually a lot more successful in that context. because they were really good with their hands. They were really resourceful. The impulsiveness meant that they were able to go out and hunt and not be very fearful and provide for their family. That was not a deficiency for them. Nowadays, because of certain barriers that exist in the way our world operates, ADHD is very much a disorder in this particular context. So it's very nuanced. It's very complex. I don't think it's a definitive answer. I don't think awareness is a definitive route, and that, you know, after 10 times that we do ADHD Awareness Month, we've educated, you know, 10 people. And if we keep going, the whole world will be educated. And I don't think neurodivergence is clear cut either. It is a very complex and difficult conversation that I go back and forth with, that you could probably hear in this episode. And I think that's why these conversations and podcasts like the Lucy Pod are important, because it adds a diversity of voices. You could go maybe listen to another ADHD podcast that completely disagrees with what I've said. And that's the joy of ADHD and of people. It's a spectrum. ADHD is going to look different on everyone. Of course, with my fellow ADHDers, we have a lot of things in common, things we can relate to and laugh about and joke about. But there's a lot of things that present differently for us, that certain, when some ADHDers say things to me about what some of their symptoms are, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, that does not sound like me at all. I do not relate at all, but it's still part of their experience and it adds to it. And I think that's maybe another important thing about ADHD awareness. It's not just raising awareness about ADHD in this definition. It's also letting people know that ADHD exists on a spectrum, and maybe that kid in your class that you have is just one representation of ADHD, or that, you know, Tom Holland's Spider-Man is one representation of ADHD, and it's actually super varied, and there's no like type 1 ADHD, type 2 ADHD, and they all present the same. You know, it's not like a, what do you call it when like there's like a grade for something, like It's not like a thing like diabetes where it's type one and it presents in this way or that way. It's still incredibly nuanced and diverse. It's incredibly neurodiverse. And I think that's maybe what I would want people to know the most about ADHD Awareness Month. If you didn't, you know, take anything away of this episode, or you feel like, what are you raising awareness about? I think the big thing that I want people to know, ADHD or not, is that it is a spectrum. It's very different. It's not going to look the same on people. And one person, their ADHD may evolve over time depending on their level of maturity, their age, the level of treatment they're receiving, their experience. And it's always going to look different. And as long as you're aware of that and you're just a decent human being, and, you know, you do your best and, you know, you behave decently and you don't tell them to, you know, go exercise and just drink water and tell them that they'll be able to focus, I think you're doing the right thing if you are wanting to celebrate this ADHD Awareness Month. And for my ADHDers who are, you know, who either care about ADHD Awareness Month or not, happy ADHD Awareness Month. You're probably doing a great job. You don't have to take this month as a time for you to be an activist and, you know, do something about it. You existing is enough. I mean, maybe, you know, at most, if someone says something dumb about ADHD, you can step in and be like, hey, it's ADHD Awareness Month. Did you know? But other than that, I think that's really all you can do when it comes to ADHD Awareness Month. Let me know your thoughts. I didn't come to an answer or a conclusion or resolution in this episode. It was really sort of a brain dump and thought dump. And I'd like to hear your thought dumps on this topic as well. So please leave them in the comments. And do not forget to listen to the next episode of the Lucy Pod. Keep your ears peeled. And also don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at the Lucy Pod. And also don't forget to stream, follow, give me 5 stars on all of your favorite streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon. You know the drill. And I will definitely see you in the next episode as part of ADHD Awareness Month. And once again, for the 100th time, happy ADHD Awareness Month, besties. Take care of yourselves. And yeah, bye.